This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
We'd like to thank our listeners coming back to, I'll tell you, another great show that we have planned for you today.
Yeah, this is an action-packed show. A lot of good information.
There's been a lot of information, all the shows we've been doing. So here's one thing where, you know, when you do talk to people about doing a project, I'm going to talk to our listeners now about me being a homeowner. Because we've been talking about the steps I've been going through to get my house ready for the big addition, to get my in-laws moved in. But I wanted to step back as a homeowner and say, hey, listen, these are some of the things that I see coming into that I got to get ready for the contractor to get there. Because it's going to make the contractor's job a lot easier if these steps are done ahead. And some of the things that we're talking about is, like, for an addition, I'll give an example. We need to prep up areas that we have to clear out certain rooms, because when a contractor shows up.
You're talking your house now, right?
Absolutely.
You're talking your house.
And this is
for anybody. Putting a new septic system in too, right?
Oh, yeah. That's still in the works. We have finally got approval. Everything's been ready to rock and roll. All the permits have been approved. And we just received the township just gave me the plans for the approval to build. So we are starting in a couple weeks.
Let me ask you this question. We must face reality here. Have you heard any rumblings from the township or from the septic system people that there's going to be a delay?
Nope.
Nope. So everything is on schedule.
Everything's on schedule.
All systems are go.
Yeah, everybody was great to work with. And now, granted, the townships, it's not a problem with me because I've been doing business with them for 30 years and they know that. Septic, it was a whole new ball game for me. I didn't even know what I was really getting into, but the guys were great there. Everything went through. So it hasn't been really much of an issue with it. So ask a lot of questions. That's what I always let people know. Ask a lot of questions. Again, I don't know anything about septic. I don't do homes with septic. Very rarely do I have that.
Have you ever run into this for the house before?
Nope.
Have you replaced the septic? I hear it's a pretty common problem today.
It could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, my septic system was 49 years old, or maybe even a little bit older by now, but it was well maintained. And I got the documentation before I got it done. Because here, getting back to it, somebody said to me, like, listen, if your septic system's fine and working, why did you need to put something in? I said, well, here's the situation you're going to run into.
Extra bedrooms, right?
Extra bedrooms.
Extra bedrooms.
I now put the addition on. My septic system's still working. I go to sell the house. They're going to make sure that it's working correctly. They're going to have somebody come in, test the system. Then they're going to say, this system's only equivalent for a 4-bedroom house. Now you have a 6-bedroom house. Now I'm really stuck, because now what if I can't get the permit to do this?
So you started out with 4 and you're adding 2 for your...
For my in-laws.
For your in-laws.
Yeah,
okay.
So by putting them on, okay. The Board of Health says that I need to have a system that's adequate for the 6 bedrooms.
And so anybody's running an addition, an in-law addition, is going to run into the same situation.
Right, and this is, you better know what you're getting into before you do this, because if you just say, hey, don't worry about it, when you go sell the house, you might not even be able to sell the house because the system might be adequate for it. Now, if it's not adequate, you're not selling your house.
Well, I mean, you couldn't add on.
You couldn't add on.
So it's not a matter of not doing it. You got to do it if you're going to add on.
You got it, right, exactly. Yeah. Because I don't want to get myself in the back end saying, hey, by the way, don't worry about it, because if this system couldn't be built, and I couldn't do it, I couldn't sell the house. I didn't know, thinking in my mind, well, do I got to take the addition down? So all I did was I made sure I did the proper steps. So homeowners, do the investigation. Don't ever listen to anybody that says, hey, by the way, I know about it. Go to the courthouse right up there where I did in Bucks County. It's right up the Almshouse Road right there. And I spoke to the people and they said, yeah, absolutely. Because it's based upon bedrooms. You need to have the adequate size septic system to handle that.
Okay.
And that's
so
how
you're on
out.
Schedule. So you're building in the spring then, correct?
We're going to be building very soon. Mm-hmm. But these are some of the things that I needed to go through. Me being a contractor, I don't want to go into a job bringing all the guys out ready to start rock and rolling. There's TVs in the room. There's pictures on the wall if we're going to be ripping out in that area. So thank God. I tell you, last weekend was great. My wife really stepped up. The kids stepped up. They started clearing out the garage area there and started clearing out some of the rooms. And that's what we've been doing over the past couple of days, just prepping up so when the contractors that I have, like my mason who's going to come in and start ripping everything apart, he doesn't get slowed up. His job's to come in to do a certain project. For him to have to start moving TVs out of the way that really should have been done, it's going to cost him money. So why don't we do this? I'll take an advance in that situation. So work with your contractor, tell him that if you're going to do a bathroom, same thing. Bathroom, if you have all your stuff in there, make sure everything's out of the way so when the contractor gets there, it's all cleared out. Because what I'm thinking in my mind, you know, I did have this a couple of times, and it's good for homeowners to know that if you're working with a contractor to get prepped up for this contractor when he's there so they can start working. Delays cost money, and either a contractor or a homeowner, because the delays are going to spend more time working on there, it slows everything up. So with your contractor.
Yeah, would you say this kind of project is probably one of the most complicated home improvement projects you could do? An Ingle suite? It's not like adding a couple bedrooms. You're adding like a house on a house, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's still easy for me. I mean, it's bedrooms, roof siding, drywall, everything's going to be done. It's all going to get inspected anyway. The hardest thing for me is I told my wife, I say, listen, for a job like this, I will be stressed out. And I even told everybody when I'm starting to either kitchens, bathrooms, once the drywall's up, we're in good shape. Well, with an addition, because we're over livable area and we've got to protect the investment of the property, which means I have to rip the existing roof off, not just the shingles, everything down to the ceiling joists, everything's going to be ripped out. So I said,
"We put plastic over it."
Yes. So what I have to do is, when I start the project, we really got to wait upon the weather to try to get.
You need a clear 5 days or something, don't you?
Yes, 3 or 4 days. I should be able to rip it down, at least get the floor down in place, where I can at least put the plastic down if it does rain. But I know the circumstances that it can happen and water can get in. And I tell people, listen, there's no way to stop the water. Any contractor is not going to be able to technically stop it all from coming in. I've done additions where I had to build it over existing structures. And I said, listen, the best thing to do is just rip all the drywall out because it's going to get wet. I can try to do it by protecting the investment of the property, but it's not really going to be the most guaranteed thing to do.
Right.
So I understand that I'm going to run into that situation. But once I have it framing done and the roof's on, the job's going to be done for me because I don't have to worry about the house getting destroyed at this point. But the nice part about this addition is it's going to be over the existing family room, garage, and Florida room, which is a slab on grade. There's no basement. So I know everything's going to be stripped out there, so it can get a little wet. I'm not too worried about it. So that's one of the nicer parts that I see going into it. But as a homeowner, it's going to be very disruptive. And that's where a lot of the homeowners are always complaining, hey, the contractor's, and he's been there for 8 months. It doesn't take long to do jobs like this. I'm taking a 1,000-square-foot addition, ripping a roof off, doing the roof, siding, windows throughout the entire house, the kitchen throughout the entire house, all the flooring. I've got everything set up in place. So when you're hiring a contractor, make sure that they give you a complete scope of what's doing. I've been doing it for 25 plus years when I got to the interior side. And every time we're doing a job, I let know for the kitchen, additions, every day what's going on. Because now you know you have a situation where, hey, this contractor is going to be here. He's going to be starting this job. He's going to be getting on the framing. Now, with a job like this, you got to put in contingency plans, which is usually a couple of days if you get delayed. And at that point, once everything's done, it's step by step. Once the framing's done, I have my roofer actually starting a day or two before the framing's done. He can start the main part of the roof.
How long will the framing take in a case like this?
It's going to take probably about 2 weeks. I'm actually
bringing a
friend of mine who's got three guys to help me out to get it done quickly. Mm-hmm. So hiring professionals, yes, as a contractor, it's just Dave and I. We're going to need a little bit more help, and I'm going to bring in
That's a big job.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the subs that I've been working with are the same guys I've been almost 20 years with. So I know they're going to be able to come in when I need them to do the job because I'm giving them plenty of notice. I'm not giving them a day's notice. I'm giving them about a month's notice. This is the day I'm going to need you in. And I usually hold to that schedule. That's why our jobs, when you hear on the show, they go so smooth, because with me physically working, it makes it a lot easier. Or Dave, I got to give Dave all the credit because he's there 7 days a week. But these are some of the things that I look at as homeowners and contractors working together to make sure the job goes smoothly. Because when that does happen, the contractor is going to be more successful and make more money. The homeowner is going to be extremely happy because the job gets done on time and on budget. And when all this works out, everybody's happy.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, your in-laws now have everything planned out. Wherever they're living now, they're going to want to move out on schedule, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
you got that to think about too.
Yeah, we're
no more home cooked meals if you don't meet the schedule. Right?
Yeah, and we're still. Yeah, she's been making home cooked meals. My mother in law bringing them over, but I know she's dying
but
to get
better,
in.
You better stay on schedule.
I will. Yeah. I will. I want to get them in. I tell you, it's a really cool thing to have them there. We stayed with them with the other situation that we had, and I'm really looking forward to that. But some of the things that I see as a contractor and homeowner, I'm kind of marrying the two together and understanding that, you know, it would be a great show to tell homeowners when you're dealing with contractors, work together with them, because sometimes it's difficult. There's going to be issues, but to make it better, communication is always the best way to go. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Stick with us, because we got a great segment coming up on landscaping projects you can take on yourself this spring and summer.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets will open again as soon as our government officials declare it safe to once again serve our many customers. While you're home, check out TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. They've added the newest updated flooring catalog showing the newest Mohawk and Pergo products, along with ceramic tile and waterproof flooring that will enhance the beauty of your home and perform no matter how hard the traffic. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
And thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home, the show where we're going to educate you, all the homeowners, about contracting. So you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. And Ron, another exciting horror story that just happened.
They keep coming, don't they?
It does. And it's nice that I can understand what homeowners are going through, because I try to put myself in their shoes. And just recently, somebody had referred me to a project. Somebody's looking for a contractor. And now what I do is I go on all the comments and reading all the comments about everybody that's saying, hey, use this contractor because they're the best. And everybody's the best. I don't know how they say that, but they're the best. So what I decide to do is I wrote to the homeowner on there and say, listen, by the way, this is the name of my company. Sorry it's going to be so long-winded, but let me explain to you who we are and what I did in the industry. But take that aside. You'll see at the end why I'm getting at this, because finding a contractor is the hardest thing for anybody to do, because everybody's just saying, this guy's the best. This guy's the best. This contractor, he's, wow, you'll love him. So then what I decided to do is to protect the homeowners. So I just wrote back to them, and I kind of made a comment. I guess I shouldn't have done that, but I made a comment, and I never badmouth anybody, but I decided to start checking out the names of the companies. First two weren't
even— The contractors.
Right, yeah. The name of the companies. First two weren't even licensed in the state of PA. They didn't have a license. I checked them out. I couldn't find anything. And then the next one,
is it possible that they have a license in the works or anything like that?
It's usually pretty quickly. Probably, you pay your $50.
Probably a day.
But how is he the best contractor if he just doesn't have a license, even if he gets it in a week, so he doesn't have a business? mean, you should have a business before you say this contractor is the best.
Okay, and this is a referral company doing this.
This is, yeah, people referring. Right. So it's not really a referral company, but people referring that referral. This is the best guy.
Got it.
So then I went to the next one, and I wrote to him because he actually put his name on there. And I said, hey, listen, how long have you been in business? I'm looking for work to be done myself. Again, thank God he didn't go into my Facebook page, but because then you'll see who we are. I
think I know what's coming here.
That's not bad mouthing. You know, just want to know how long you've been in business.
Just want to know. Information. So, that's all it is.
He told me 15 years.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote back to him. I said, well, I just went on the HCPA, and it showed you just got your license within the past 3 years. Can you explain why? Never heard from him. So then I go to the next guy. So they wrote their name. Here's all my information. I said, great. I'm looking to get work. How long have you been in business? 13 years. Awesome. Well, why did you just get your license over a year ago? Can you explain why? Well, apparently he must have went into the Facebook page, called my office because I was in the office. And boy, you talk about getting threatened. Boy, there's every name under the book calling into me. And I said, listen, I'm not here.
He doesn't know where you live, right?
Probably not. But I'm not bad-mouthing anybody. I don't want to bad-mouth
anybody.
No, you're
just asking a question.
I'm just asking questions. And I said, look, sir, the honest thing I want to do is be able to protect the homeowner. Number one, you cannot lie to a homeowner to try to achieve a job. That's the one thing you can't do. HCPA says you cannot do that. So when I tell people, getting off the story, when I tell people, look, I was on the Fine Home Building National Magazine cover. My foreman was on September 2006. I'm on 2007. I have a radio show. These are the awards. Call the people up. Call the manufacturers directly. Don't listen to me. People are like, well, really? And I said, well, listen, I can't lie to you. Well, I'll never forget this story. It was a little while back. The guy was sitting at the kitchen table, and I'm trying to sell them siding. And I'm talking to his wife. Apparently, she's the one that wanted to know more information about it. And the guy just has his arms folded and just starts smirking at me. And he goes, you know, I have every Fine Home Building National Magazine downstairs. So I turned around and looked at him. I said, listen, why don't you go get them, and I'll sign and I'll autograph that cover for you. He said, what issues were there? And I said, my form was on September 2006 because they said my head was getting too big. And the best edition summer.
No, I can't believe that.
And I know Frank's probably listening back, our engineer, saying, yeah, that's Kevin, all right. But so I heard him go down there, and I just heard something he said. He started laughing, came up, and it was my first autograph I did on one of the magazine covers. And there they were. And I said, well, listen, I'm not here to lie to you. Because if I'm lying to you now, don't you think I'm going to lie to you if I do the job? So why don't I be upfront and honest with you? And number two, that's the law.
Why don't you explain to everybody? I mean, that's a good first step to take. Ask somebody how long they've been in business, and then check with HCPA. How did you do that?
All right. So that's
what do they do? Is there a site that you can go to? Do you have
just
call a number?
Contractor lookup, Pennsylvania contractor lookup, and it'll bring you right to the HCPA site. And it will say, hey, what's the name of the company? Put a telephone number
in. So you want
to
Google Pennsylvania contractor lookup, right?
Yep. Okay. Pops right up. Pops right up. And then you just have to do like a little security code so it makes it look
so
like
if the guy says he's been in business for 30 years and he just got his license last Tuesday, you know something's wrong.
Probably not. Okay. Probably not good. The first 30,000 I noticed are people that were like, because I tell people, look, I was one of the last ones because I have a small company. I'm like 015212. That's my license number. I got to put it everywhere anyway. So that's 015212. So the first 30,000 I noticed everybody got it right away. That was about 10 years ago when you need to get the license. If you're at 120,000, 130,000, well, this is much later that you got the license number. So when people are like, well, listen, that was 10 years ago. I said, well, HCPA was just started 10 years or less ago, somewhere around that time. I said, here's how you can check for a contractor being in business long. Look, we're talking about in Northampton Township. I've been living in the area. I said, why don't you go to the township building? Talk to the people there. Look, I did a job right around the corner from there. Go to the township building. It was done in 1993. Ask them to pull the permit up. And who's the contractor to pull the permit up? You'll see it's me. So that's never going to change. So you'll see in 1993, I applied for the permit, and it's still me. And this is 2020. So by having that, you can see that I've been around that long. And again, the township buildings, wherever you go to, are not going to be able to refer you a contractor. But if there's a problem with a contractor, they're letting people know about it because they want to try to weed out these bad guys. And if you're doing that, it just makes it a lot easier for the homeowner than to find a better contractor. But why the question to me is, why are people lying in the beginning to try to get your business? And did it seem like I was bad-mouthing
anybody? They're lying because they don't have the credentials to get your business. I mean, if some guy goes out there and he says, well, we've been in business for 15 minutes, are you going to hire him?
Oh, absolutely. Probably the price is going to be cheap. Exactly. I mean, how many times do people say, hey, by the way, that price was so cheap and we went with them? I'm like, what happened? Well, they ripped us off. Okay, well, there you go. But yeah, you're absolutely right. And credentials do help. I mean, granted, having a bit of credentials that I have is a definite help. But I still can't. If you gave me 20,000 jobs to do, I'm not bringing in sub crews to do them. I'm not going to do it. It's going to be Dave and I. It's going to be doing your windows. And that's when we were talking about a couple shows that people talking about getting windows. These are the hands. I put my hands up in front of people saying, these are the hands that are going to be doing the work. Did you ask that question? Because just because you get a company doing it, who's physically doing the work? And if it's that sub that you're bringing into it, and who knows where they're bringing out? Where's the quality control? Does somebody come out and take a look at the workmanship? Do they follow up with it? There's a lot of things you really need to go through with hiring a contractor, because over the past 3 years, I've seen thousands of companies popping up. The PA HCPA license number has been going ballistic.
Let me ask you that, because we're coming down, we're running down the clock here, but has anybody asked you personally when you go out to sell a job how many years you've been in business?
Absolutely.
They do ask you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And how I tell them to do is go to the township building. I've dealt with all the townships for years and years and years, but what I can also do
So they know
is,
they asked that question.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that's what everybody should be doing, because you need to do your checking. You can't push a button online and say, hey, that's a great guy because somebody said it is.
No, I think that's a great downfall in terms of a lot of things, not just contracting.
That's true, and I wish everybody just take a little more time to do it right, and you won't be coming on my show with a horror story.
You're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Stick with us. We got a real interesting segment on landscaping coming up. Don't get caught in the house all summer. Get out and fix up your property. Do something productive, and don't let this coronavirus thing get you down.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets will open again as soon as our government officials declare it safe to once again serve our many customers. While you're home, check out TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. They've added the newest updated flooring catalog showing the newest Mohawk and Pergo products, along with ceramic tile and waterproof flooring that will enhance the beauty of your home and perform no matter how hard the traffic. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
And thanks, everybody, coming back to, again, hardscaping, landscaping, everything we talk about, and it's the springtime.
Well, we're talking about landscaping this weekend and hardscaping next week, okay? So, hey, look, with very little socializing going on these days, I mean, you're not going out to your favorite pub anymore. Consider spending more time getting to know your property. Spend more time outdoors on your property, planting flowers and shrubs or starting or expanding a vegetable garden. Vegetable garden's not a bad idea. The bigger, the better this year, okay? In short, turn the coronavirus lockdown into an opportunity to revitalize your property. And here to talk to us about that is Len Schroeder from Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, New Jersey, with some tips on how to make the most of your COVID-19 isolation. So, Glenn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on. I didn't really expect to be on for this, but hey.
But here we go, man. We got to live with it, right?
That's right.
And you got to live through it.
You talk about cabin fever, and there's only so much Netflix you can watch.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. So, I mean, one of the things is prepping up for a garden, because I know I'm going to be doing that just recently coming up. And actually, Len helped me with my last garden. Yeah.
Well, you got a garden in your backyard, right?
Well, yeah, I do. I do. But listen, so before we even get into this, one thing Len said to me, so when I talked to him prior, I said, listen, Len, I'm having a tough time with my garden. I said, I planted, I did exactly what you told me to do. And I said, I am watering it every day. Well, Len and Julio Swayster just looked at me and said, you're doing what? I said, because I figured it's like grass. You got to water it.
Yeah.
My cucumber, the bush itself, the vine was all mushy.
They withered away, right?
Yeah. So listen to this advice, because I'm telling you, I've never had a better garden after that.
Hold your thumbs up.
Yeah,
he doesn't have green thumbs.
Yeah, they're not green thumbs. But Len does. But I just wanted to let everybody know that. That was last year.
Earned.
So, but I did get a lot of the tomato plant you gave me last year worked out great. We got a lot of tomatoes off of that. Eggplant was phenomenal, but again, that's why we want to get you back on, so our listeners can enjoy some of the success that you gave me that we can bring to them.
Well, that's a good lead into my first question. What's your best advice for listeners who haven't done much planting, i.e. Kevin, or maybe haven't had a vegetable garden before?
If we can help Kevin, we can help anybody.
That is correct.
There you go.
Yeah, the best thing is you need a spot that's in full sun. If you get some shade, it's it's going to, the plants aren't going to do as well. You'll have more issues with disease, and it's just going to be too much of a challenge. And you don't need a big spot, but just like 10 by 10, and then pick a spot in full sun, and you go from there.
Well, growing your own vegetables makes a lot of sense these days. So the fewer trips you can make to the store or whatever, and you may not even be able to do that going forward here. What would you suggest for a relatively modest garden? Vegetable garden.
Let's start off. You found the spot, full sun. You've got a 10 by 10 area, and you don't have it. It's not going to be real wet. Really, you start with simple things. You start with, like, for instance, beans. Beans are the easiest thing to grow, and you can do succession planting where you space them out. Like, every 2 weeks, you put a planting of bean seeds. You want to use seeds. You don't have to use plants with beans. And then you're picking beans all summer long, tomatoes and peppers and eggplant. And, Kevin, I don't know how you got started with cucumbers, but cucumbers are real easy, but they take some room.
I never made it that far. It didn't need any room. They just withered away.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not water plants, so maybe you should plant a pond. You know, dig a pond.
Yeah, we did one of those before, and that was pretty successful. As long as I have to water. See, I always thought when you maintain a grass or plants, you have to give it good water because the sun's on it, it's beating down, it's 80 degrees out, and they're going to need a lot of water. So it's just once a day I watered them. Pretty thoroughly. So
that's on top of the soil, not below the soil. The below the soil is where the roots are growing, and they're growing deep, and they're going to be protected from the sun. And it's just different down there, so you don't really need as much water. They need to be, honestly, every say, 4 days, some water, but usually we're blessed with some rain by then.
Well, that's true. But
they take a lot of heat. I know my plants do. I don't have a garden per se. I've got a deck with layers in it, and I've got two huge, humongous pots, and I grow peppers in one, and I grow tomatoes in the other one. And they last me all summer, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. I grow only in window boxes, and I'm mostly growing herbs. And so when I'm cooking dinner, I can just go out there and grab something, and I'm using fresh herbs, which is, you know, makes a huge difference on the way that your food tastes. So simple. Keep it simple.
Well, what you just mentioned there, if somebody who isn't into vegetable growing starts a garden with tomatoes, beans. Eggplant,
peppers,
you got yourself a meal there. You got a couple meals out of that. Probably a week,
right? That's right.
And healthy meals, too.
Yeah, and peppers, my gosh, how many different varieties of peppers we have. We have probably 30 different varieties of just hot peppers, from like extremely hot, like burn your tongue off, to like mildly hot, where it's got a tiny bit of a kick at the end. It's amazing on how many different peppers there are.
I struggled last year with the peppers.
I love peppers in every shape and form, like shishitos done with the right kind of sauce on them. Oh, it's like you're in another world.
So I guess they don't make mini peppers, because my peppers, my green peppers and the orange and red ones, they never got more than like 2 inches. I'm thinking, are these miniature ones? Are they one of those dwarf plants? I should have called you on that.
They have peppers that grow that size. They could be, I mean, go to the grocery store. Maybe they're not on the shelf anymore, but they're in the aisle where you see those little tiny peppers, and they're orange and they're green, but they're sweet peppers. They're all different kinds, different shapes. Like there's cherry peppers that are small, maybe about and almost 2 inches maybe at the most, and round. There's so many different peppers that you can choose, but the thing is, you got to read the tags. You have to read the tags on how long it takes for them to fruit. It takes a while sometimes, where you're not going to get them, plant the plants. You may be waiting 6 weeks before you're going to be harvesting anything.
You know what?
It's better to go plant than seed.
You probably have to get Kevin down there for like a month for veggie college.
That's what he should do, because we
just have to turn the water off. That's all we need to do.
Yeah, it was definitely some damn soil that I have, but you live and learn. But you know, here's a question for you, because we're prepping up for the springtime coming, and here's another mistake that I did make. I said, you know what? Listen, I'm really busy. I want to start, and I think it was last April where the weather started to get warm, and I know I had some issues with the plants. I said, Len, I got another problem. They're not really working. So what do you mean? You shouldn't plant them to really after Mother's Day. And I said, we plant them late April, because I figured I can. And we had a couple of those really, really cold days, and I think it took a little beating on the plants.
Yeah.
Should people really wait till that Mother's Day?
frost-free date, and again, your listening area is pretty broad, so the frost-free date, like in Philadelphia, for instance, is going to be around May 15th. But you go up towards the Poconos, that's going to be maybe a little bit later. And the whole point is you don't want any of the plants to freeze, because then it either will kill them or stunt them to the point where you just might as well go buy new plants all over again. So wait until May 15th.
May 15th.
A lot of people try to play chicken and put the plants in early, and then they end up, it's like, oh, my garden was terrible. But it's because the plants got hit by frost and they got set back.
Let me ask you this. You can put a vegetable garden in for a relatively modest cost, right? And if somebody could get all the veggies they need from you, right?
Right.
Will you help them plan their veggie garden, too, if they don't have square one about how to do it?
We do it every weekend.
Okay.
From start to finish. You know, the first thing, get a soil pH test. You know, see what your pH is. Because if your pH is off, your plants aren't getting any nutrients from the soil because it's locked up in the soil. So you need to make sure your pH is right. And that's from the start. Adding some good compost, something like there's a product called Bumper Crop out there where you mix that into your soil and it just enriches your soil and helps with drainage and it feeds your plants. You go from there. We can help all the way to the point where you're putting in winter vegetables that will grow when the temperatures get below freezing.
How about that? Okay. Now, pH, if somebody doesn't have a clue how to do that, can they bring a soil sample into you and you'll test it for?
Absolutely.
All right. There you go. So
that
it's sure one-stop shopping
for
a veggie garden. Let's shift gears a little bit here now. We want to get into landscaping, another good thing to do. Get to know your property in this trying time and get out and get some fresh air. I don't think anybody's going to be restricted to going outdoors on their own property.
The sunlight cures these things. I mean, that's what we're waiting for. That's why so many people think it's like, oh, we just need to get through spring.
All right. Can if somebody wanted to plan what they want to do with their property this spring, can they go on your website and do a preliminary selection of flowers, shrubs, even trees, vegetables, using the website?
I wish we were that high-tech. We unfortunately are not. We are doing our social distancing of 6 feet, but we can give lots of advice and help people work through that, whether it's in person, even over the phone. You know, we also can get people can get in touch with us to help them get through that if they don't feel comfortable coming into the store. But we're stepping up just like everybody else, trying to, you know, make sure that everything's wiped down and everything's clean and the doors are wide open so nobody touches door handles.
Yeah, everybody's got to step up to this to keep the wheels turning. We have to keep the wheels turning. Okay. So if there's heavy lifting involved, Len, can our listeners hire bloomers to do the strenuous landscaping for them? Big tree, whatever?
We install what we sell, and that we absolutely do. And we help people all the time. If they want to do it themselves, we can help them design it and plan it. If they want us to do it, we can do that too.
Okay. One more quick question.
Yes, sir.
Think about this, because we're going to probably go to a break now, and we have to pay for this. What are some landscaping trends today? If you're talking to a young couple with a new home or an older couple with plantings that are, you know, they want to pull them out, they're all overgrown, they're all tangled, and it's hard to start to clean up. How would you advise both those couples?
Pollinator gardens are still hot as can be. A pollinator garden are plants that are going to flower and that bees will pollinate to support the whole bee and at bee structure where there's a honeybee decline.
Let's come back to this, Len, because we got to go to a quick break here. Let's come back.
Gotcha.
Hold that thought, okay?
All right, you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets will open again as soon as our government officials declare it safe to once again serve our many customers. While you're home, check out TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. They've added the newest updated flooring catalog showing the newest Mohawk and Pergo products, along with ceramic tile and waterproof flooring that will enhance the beauty of your home and perform no matter how hard the traffic. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. www.homeimprovement.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
Well, thank our listeners coming back to talk about landscape. I know we have Lynn on the air talking about a lot of interesting things about landscape. And I thought we just ended on bees, and I tell you, that was a little bit more fascinating to me. And I really want to stick with that. I know there's a lot more information about the bees and how important they are with this landscape. So, Lynn, why don't you continue about the bees and what you were talking about?
Well, pollinator gardens have become very popular because it supports bees in the hive structures, both naturally and that there are farmers in the entire listening area where they are using hives to pollinate their crop. Like, Kevin, your garden, you know, they're pollinated by mostly bees and other types of insects. And where there's a decline in the honeybee population naturally, so what's happened is that people are trying to support the honeybees by planting plants that are specifically targeted as pollinators, that they're flowering plants that they will produce a lot of pollen so that that it will attract bees. And it's funny because a lot of people are afraid of bees, where now we're trying to attract bees where they're worker bees. They're just interested in getting to those flowers and getting back to the hive with the food that's created by it.
Yeah, and the way I understand that, you could have a hive, I think their radius is about 3 miles. They'll pollinate anything within 3 miles of the hive. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
Yeah, okay. Let's get back into those two hypotheticals. A young couple, bare ground, they got to start from scratch. An older couple, they've got all entangled shrubbery and everything. What are your suggestions, briefly, for those two couples?
Okay. Both have to follow the same set of rules. It's all about color, texture, and form. So it's making sure that you have colorful plants and that you have that's the obvious, but you also have to make sure that it's texture. And a lot of people don't think about that. Like, think about how ferns have a different texture than, say, a rhododendron or an azalea, that you mix textures in. Now, with the younger couple, they may have grand ideas about, you know, we're going to do this, we want to get this fancy type of plant, and a lot of times they have to remember, what is it going to take to make that plant grow, and do they have the conditions for it? The older couple, they've been around the block a few times. They want that landscape to be low maintenance, so they don't have to prune it every week.
Yeah, good point.
They don't have to, you know, that they don't have to give it, Kevin, a lot of water.
You throw me under the bus, why don't you, Lynn?
Yeah, well, you know. And that there are different plants that do those different things. But it seems like right now everybody wants hydrangeas.
I've got them on my walkway. And that when they come out, wow, it's just like they take you over, you know? They're beautiful.
Yep.
Yep, How about potted plants? What role do they have?
Potted plants, they're just spectacular. What you can buy from the garden center already done, you can just slide it into a pot and just keep it watered and fed, and you're set. You don't have to do another thing. If you want to do something custom where it's a little bit different, like say you put elephant ears in the middle of it and you do a different variation, bloomers and other garden centers can help you do something that's going to be a little special compared to what your neighbor has. But it's just now, it's just you can do so much more. But the thing that you have to remember is don't fear the shears. You have to make sure that you cut them back if they start getting a little overgrown, because then they'll flush out, they'll rebloom, and they'll be better just for doing that.
Kevin's sitting here making notes this time.
And water it.
Being pretty quiet.
Yes, I am. Learning the first time. Do I need to do this?
Let's get back to the young couple and the old couple again. How much should they, on a modest budget, how much would they figure on spending?
Plan, and again, this is for a landscape. If you're doing it yourself, just go out $50 a plant. Okay, that's pretty low. But still, $50 a plant is a way to just get a start. Now, if you want a Japanese maple and that plant costs, you know, $300, you're going to blow your budget.
Yeah.
But if you're doing like a pollinator garden, you know, that's definitely something that you can do for $50 a plant.
All right. Now, does bloomers deliver?
Yes.
You do deliver.
Absolutely.
So somebody can maybe do a rough selection over the phone, call you, you can make suggestions, and then they can have it delivered. And they can have it put in, too, if it's big stuff.
Yes.
So it's like one-stop shopping.
Yeah, no, you'll be able to give advice, because I said last time, I said, listen, I'm going to be doing the house, and which I am starting the house very soon, by the way. I wanted to do a palm tree. You just looked at me going, no, not in Pennsylvania. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. So I know you give pretty good advice
Get a plastic one for your living room.
You can get it for one season and just replace it every year.
Right. But it's something I told you, when I started doing gardening, I don't know anything about it. And same thing when it comes to landscaping. I like a certain look. I know it probably is not right. I'm sure you get a lot of people that want to come in that are looking for something that is right in their mind. But is it wrong if they want to do it that way? You're the expert. We're not. Is there a wrong way to do something?
No. I mean, I had a professor in my landscape design class that said you can't account for other people's poor taste. But the customer is always right. I mean, if they have a vision, you have to adopt that vision no matter what.
Absolutely. Yeah. Goes with a lot of things. A couple quick questions here, because we're running down the clock. 2 minutes. It's a two-minute warning here. We're going to kick a field goal. Let's say people take your advice, they do this stuff, and they want to sit back and relax and enjoy the fruits of their labor. Stay home.
Right.
And do some barbecuing and that kind of thing. Do you sell outdoor grills, too?
We do have grills. We both have Traeger. We have also Weber. We absolutely do. We like to eat.
Somebody wants to sit back and have a mint julep.
Yeah, watch
you sell furniture? You sell furniture, too?
You know, furniture is something that we're doing less and less of lately, I'm sorry to say.
But, that's interesting. Okay. All right. All right, so your market area is definitely our broadcast area. You're in South Jersey, right? And do you go into Delaware at all?
We don't, but we might. You know, it depends on what for. Then again, we're Philadelphia, southern New Jersey, part of the main line. You know, so we're going probably in a 30, 40-mile radius.
Okay.
And, Len, here's one little big bit of advice that I want to give everybody is that, because I'm a contractor, and here's one thing that is really tough when we're doing a lot of exterior work, is plant something and educating people that it's going to grow, and if it's over bushy and the contractors are trying to get up against the house, make sure that you know that that plant does grow and it does get bigger. So, right, don't fear the shears and make sure that contractor can get by that house. So listen
That's
to
right.
Len
Good
on that
point.
And give you great advice.
All right, Len, we're
when
winding down here.
I'm going to interrupt for a second. When you're planning that landscape, you plant according to the plant's full-grown size, not the size that you buy it at.
Ben, what's your website?
www.bloomers.com.
Thank you for joining us today. A lot of good information.
Well, and thanks again for doing the show. And we appreciate our listeners coming back to us on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And listen, stay tuned, because next week we're going to be talking about hardscaping, so you can really get your property looking great and in great shape.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.